Today is Thursday, April 16th. I'm Megan Lynch. Days ahead of his trip to London, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page was in court hoping for a judicial order to help him retain power.
Page is hoping to block an ordinance which would give the powers of the county executive to Chairwoman Rita Hurd Days if he were to leave the country on the inaugural British Airways flight from St. Louis to London. I asked Page why he waited until the week of the flight to take this legal action.
Chairwoman Days told me this wasn't a big deal to her. She didn't care. It wasn't her deal. She didn't sponsor the ordinance, and I took her to word. It wasn't a big deal for her.
Page says statements from Hurd Days in recent days about the department heads raised concerns she might take significant actions as county executive. The attorney representing Hurd Days and the council argued Page and the county councilor did not give them enough time before the hearing, and a lawsuit like this is the wrong legal action. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
KMOX has reached out to the chairwoman. We have not heard back. When lawsuits like this are filed, who pays and who represents the county executive and council? We asked KMOX legal expert Brad Young.
Well, unfortunately, the taxpayers are paying for all of this. The county executive is stating this is something that deals directly with his powers and authority as the St. Louis County executive. And the county council then, of course, is hiring attorneys to defend this. Now, they do have the option of using county attorneys that are already on staff, but most of the time when you have these specialized lawsuits, they hire outside counsel, and there is actually a budget for that. So we're paying for both sides of this litigation.
Senator Josh Hawley demanding answers from one of the nation's largest insurance companies. The Republican U.S. Senator calling out State Farm CEO John Farney for what he calls slow-walked and underpaid insurance claims from St. Louis tornado victims. Just before those storms last year, Hawley asked a State Farm executive during a subcommittee hearing about whistleblower testimony describing a hellscape of fraudulent behavior.
Do you retaliate against whistleblowers?
No, we do not.
This witness says, and I quote, "It is also my professional concern that whistleblower retaliation is a very real threat within the State Farm system. Others before me have experienced severe consequences for speaking out, and I have reason to believe similar retaliation could result in the end of my ability to work in this industry," end quote. What's your response to that?
It's inconsistent with the State Farm that I know and that I've experienced for 32 years.
Hawley, who chairs the Senate Subcommittee on Disaster Management, gives State Farm until May 14th to respond to a list of detailed questions. He also says he welcomes a federal investigation into State Farm's business practices. Small business vendors across St. Louis picking up the pieces after Painted Tree Boutiques abruptly shut down every one of its locations nationwide.
The company sent a single email Monday, its last day open, telling vendors they had 10 days to clear out. Natalie Von Till is a local mixed media artist who had space at both St. Louis locations.
There was no follow-up of what happens next, what happens to our deposits, what happens with the money that we've already made this month, like nothing whatsoever. So it was really out of the blue.
Emily Parada, who operated a booth at the Baldwin location, went in to clear out her space and found most of the booths still full. She says vendors who had inventory spread across multiple locations around the country faced the biggest challenge.
A lot of these vendors are in several locations across the country. So like a lot of some vendors from St. Louis might be in the Kansas City locations or the Chicago locations. So they have to figure out how they're doing this.
Some vendors say they are owed hundreds, in some cases thousands of dollars, with little expectation of seeing it paid back. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Missouri gained 1,500 jobs from February 2025 to 2026. That's according to new data from the state's February jobs report. The industry that saw the most employment increases, mining, logging, and construction, while the industry with the largest decreases, state government. Missouri's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was the same as last February's, with the non-seasonally adjusted rate only decreasing by a tenth of a percentage point.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.